Classic Hits, 1026 4MK and Rob Kidd for breakfast. It's a hump day Wednesday. A lot of fun happening down at the Bluewater Quay at the moment. The Greater Whitsunday Farmers Markets. A lot of footy coming up over the next few days. Round one of the NRL finals. We're looking forward to it. Panthers taking on my Roosters on Friday. Can't wait for the Raiders and Sharks. First game on Saturday. Storm taking on the Eels. Souths and the Knights on Sunday. Obviously, the biggest news over the last 7 days, last few days anyway, is the first ever wooden spoon for Broncos supporters. I cannot believe after 30 years that they've actually got the wooden spoon. Darius Boyd did the gender reveal after the game, but enough said about that one. But imagine being a Broncos supporter. You'd be feeling it. We are thinking about you right now. It's a very heartbreaking time. Especially if you're a Broncos supporter and you live next to a guy called Russell Green down at Ooralee. He goes for the Canterbury Bulldogs. He's had his ups and downs over the years, but he was very happy that he didn't get the wooden spoon. So he decided to actually go and grab a whole bunch of wooden spoons, over 1,000 of them. Yes, over 1,000, and then go into his next door neighbour's place and then place them around. We've got him on the line, Russ.
Hey, how are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you with your wooden spoons, mate?
Spoons, yes.
Whose idea was it? Because you've got lovely neighbours, obviously, Julie and Woz. You wanted to play a prank.
Yes. Am I on the radio?
Yeah, you are. How long did it take you? Because the video's up on our Facebook page. It's been spreading around the world. How many? Over 1,000? How many spoons?
Yeah, it was a box of 1,000. They were everywhere. And they won't find them all for months. They're hidden everywhere.
You took the camera around. There's bedroom, we're talking bathroom. Yep. You put them in the toilet, you put them in the swimming pool, everywhere.
Well, under their sheets, they would have had a surprise last night getting in the bed too. So.
How long did it take you?
Well, we started just placing them. By the end of it, we were sick of after 800, we just started throwing them then.
And she's not happy. Yeah. Wiles and Jules aren't happy at Ooralee, hey?
Warren's still having a good laugh about it. Julie was quite not happy. But then my pearl ended up with about 500 of them in there. I just gave them all out yesterday. So.
Oh, the pranks you guys play on each other. Thank you so much, mate. You have a great day, Russell.
Righto. Cheers, Robbie. See you, mate.
Bye. Well, if you haven't already seen the video, have a look at it. It's on our 4MK Facebook page and website, 4mk.com.au. Actually, Friday night, who's going to win? Lucky Roosters, surely taking on the Panthers. I love footy, don't I? Classic Kids, 1026 4MK, and you've got Rob Kidd for breakfast. 24 degrees, Cannonvale. Beautiful for the last few days of the school holidays. If you're thinking about pranking some people, how about the Russell Green putting all of the wooden spoons for the Broncos supporters down at Ooralee? Like, that's a massive prank. Have you got any other pranks that you'd love to share with us, Dave? You've got some office pranks in the CBD, yeah?
So, a really good mate of mine, Danny, he works in Canada as a computer engineer.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of office mate of his, I should say, thought it'd be funny and put some tape over the little sensor thing on the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Danny didn't notice for the first 10 minutes. So as a bit of payback,
yeah.
Danny's got into his computer and turned it to Chinese.
Yeah, that's gold.
I knew it'd be gold.
You know the other one you can do? Turn your screen upside down. I mean, not actually literally turning upside down.
Yeah, you can flip the thing on the screen, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that done before.
Yeah, I love doing it, but you don't tell people how to put it back.
Yeah, exactly. You never tell people how to put it back.
Never. Thank you. 1-300-872-911. One bloke that was right behind one of the biggest pranks we ever did in our old building just down the road from us here in Sydney Street. Andrew McClellan, Wilbur, g'day.
Hey, buddy, how are you, mate?
Good. We're talking pranks this morning. Remind everyone what I did what I did to you. How many years ago was it now? It was unreal.
Mate, I think that's got to be, I think that was probably about 1996, maybe 95, somewhere around that. So quite a few years ago now.
Yeah.
But still one of the best. Still one of the best, mate. But we obviously had a bit of a ongoing. We've been pranking each other for a little while and then... You just decided to take it to the next level one night, didn't you?
Yes. Tell everyone what you came...
Well, I think you and Wayne Irwin stayed back until about 3 o'clock in the morning and I walked down the hallway and turned left and the first door on the left when you walk down that second hallway is the kitchen and then the second door is my office.
Yeah.
And they basically mirror image of each other. So as I walked past the kitchen, something didn't quite seem right and then I walked into my office and... My office was the kitchen, and the kitchen was my office in its entirety. Everything had been moved. Everything was in its place. Everything was plugged in. Everything was working. So I just sat down in my new office and started to work. And then I think Alan Young came whistling down the hallway, swinging his cup at his finger, walked in, looked at me, went to make his coffee, said, "Rob Kidd?" I said, "Yep." And then he walked next door and made his coffee. One of the greatest.
Oh, God, I'm getting heart palpitations. It was so funny. There's got to be other pranks around town, surely. Other people have done that sort of stuff, hey? You think? It's well, fun.
You'd think so, mate. But that still was one of the best. The attention to detail was flawless, and the time spent was flawless. I do believe there may have been a couple of quiet bourbons
maybe
that night just
maybe
to help you get through.
Maybe. So much fun. Wilbur, thank you.
No, thank you, mate. Thank you.
Any other pranks? 1-300-872-911 4MK.